Now, the interconnector, we often talk about this north-south interconnector and the issues surrounding it, and there will be a lot of impact on the land, north and south. It's emerged, however, that there's no plan to offer homes along the Northern Ireland section of the proposed north-south interconnector the same compensation as the people in the Republic will get. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy, who knows all about power and energy. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, first of all, explain for people who aren't aware where we are with the North-South Interconnector and what it involves.
This is a project that's been planned for like years, and it's currently the subject of a public inquiry. Now, it's a very long line, something like 140 kilometres, and the most of it is will be in the southern side, but there's about 34 kilometres translates into a 20-mile section or thereabouts will be in Northern Ireland from Tyrone down to the border. And it's just emerged. I mean, I'd heard about this, but didn't think it was credible that the level of compensation that will be offered north of the border won't be on a par with that offered south of the border. And I thought, that can't be right. In fact, it is true, because the system operator, Sony, was given evidence to a House of Commons committee yesterday, and they spelled out the fact that two funds which will operate in the south, they're called Community and Proximity Funds, they are not paralleled in Northern Ireland, and there is no plan yet to parallel them in Northern Ireland. Now, what does that mean?
Just on that, I should emphasise that when you say Sony, this is not S-O-N-Y, this is S-O-N-I.
This is S-O-N-I, System Operator Northern Ireland, that looks after the operation of the electricity system here in Northern Ireland. Now, just to be clear, landowners, farmers whose land across this, whose land will be affected by this interconnector, they will get some form of compensation. It's not that there's no compensation in Northern Ireland, but there's a sort of standard levels of payment for people who are very directly affected. But what we're talking about in this case is, like, for instance, homeowners who might live within 200 metres of the line. Now, down south, they will get something like €5,000, a one-off payment. And if they're really close to the line, like something like 50 metres, they will get a €30,000 one-off payment. Now, I think there are very special conditions attached to that. I think it needs to be close to the pylons. I'm just waiting, even as we speak, to get details from the southern authorities as to how it will work. But this is the sort of level of payment that will be the proximity payments that will be given to people who are affected by the north-south connector, interconnector south of the border. There is no plan to have a similar or identical system up here in Northern Ireland, which just seems politically indefensible.
There's a lot of ill feeling about it already. I'm very aware of a protest song about it. It's such a good song. I might actually play it in a wee while simply because the beat of it is so good. But it's bound to add to the angst now as far as the Northern Irish people are concerned.
Yeah, fuel to the fire. I mean, there's another fund. That was the proximity fund I was talking about. In the south, they've also got a communities fund. And that will compensate communities that live close to the line. So there's two funds that will be operating south of the border, which have no parallel, and there's no plan to parallel them north of the border. And again, I repeat, having said that, there will be a compensation scheme for people like farmers whose land will be directly impacted by the interconnector. How that works, I'm not entirely clear with the detail, but there isn't. It's not a case that there's no compensation. It's just not identical compensation in terms of homeowners and communities who will be impacted by this line, which, of course, as you point out, is very controversial in this area.
If someone was in a position, could they, excuse the expression, flick a switch and make it happen that everyone would get the same compensation, or is that beyond the gift of, say, our politicians?
Well, it's very open to our politicians to offer, and really it would be down to the Department for the Economy. And they are at liberty to create this scheme. In fact, Sony, the system operator up here, has indicated that the cost of these two schemes to Northern Ireland would be under £2 million. So it's not a huge amount of money. And I think that people, will be more concerned about the fairness, the equity of the system, or the lack of it, rather than the total amount of money. This, in other words, is not a huge bonanza for communities or homeowners, but it's like, the, you know, it's a sort of, I think that we're all having, from early childhood, we all have this sense of fairness. Why am I not getting the same as someone else when I'm exactly the same position? I mean, in this case, these people will be impacted in exactly the same way. One lot north of the border won't get the compensation that their counterparts in the south will get. And it just seems impossible to sustain. I imagine that they're bound to change this policy in due course.
How beneficial will the north-south interconnector be to you and me?
Well, the same system operator produced a statement earlier this year saying, in effect, that if the north-south interconnector wasn't built by 2019-2020, the lights could go out. That is the level of concern that they've raised. Having said that, since they announced issued this dire warning, we've had this proposal from Evermore Energy to create a new power station here in Belfast. Now, that clearly affects the situation. I've asked, would this remove the need or the dire need for the North-South Interconnector? And the message I'm getting is, no, we need this. We still need the North-South Interconnector, but we haven't yet had a clear spelling out of what the new power station, if it goes ahead, will mean for the generation mix that is required from sort of 2020 onwards. So the story before the power station was absolutely necessary. The story after it, yes, we do, but I'm waiting to hear a full explanation as to why, with the addition of a new power station, there is still the same dire need for this north-south interconnector. And it's something I certainly will be exploring over the next number of months. Without any shadow of doubt, another interconnector, the one we've got north-south is quite limited, another interconnector would certainly help to move electricity more efficiently around the island. And given that we have an all-island electricity system, it sort of makes sense intuitively and engineering-wise makes sense to have a big wire up there that's sort of, well, it's a series of wires moving the power backwards and forwards as it's needed. But given that the unpopularity of it, as you've indicated, in those areas, you really need to be sure that it is absolutely needed before you press the button to set it in motion.
Yes, how much of it is going to be visible? How much of it will be invisible?
Well, it's not going underground. They looked at that, and practically, cost-wise, it doesn't make sense to underground it. And for what it's worth, I buy that argument. It's whether there is whether it's absolutely needed at all. And bear in mind that the landscape is changing for generation. There is now a generation, people are creating electricity in their own homes and businesses, and to some extent that removes the requirement for all that electricity to be sourced from power stations, because if you're producing your own, you don't need as much coming into your own home, so that reduces the load in the system. Now, whether that affects and that landscape, and people are thinking now, which they wouldn't have thought in the past, because the cost of batteries are coming down, like substantial batteries. We're not talking about things you'll put into your wireless, but I'm talking about major batteries. Now, if they start to become more popular and people put them in their homes and they're able to store energy overnight, this changes the nature of the flows in the system. So this is going to be interesting as to see whether in the future, we will need to move electricity around in the same way as we do now, and it may be different, and there may be different demands. But of course, these are scenarios that, that have not come to pass by definition, and even if they do, it, it may well be that we'll still need this north-south interconnector. But I would like to see more attention given to that. For instance, what we aren't doing here in Northern Ireland, which they are doing across the water, is that they're installing smart meters in everybody's home, when you will be able to see exactly the cost of electricity at every point in the day when you use it. So in theory, you could say, I'm prepared to switch off the my electricity supply or reduce it in return for compensation, which is a really important thing, because it's only at certain points that the electricity system comes under huge strain, round about between 4 and 7, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the evening. If you could persuade homes and businesses and compensate them adequately to switch off, you wouldn't have these huge, as it were, strains in the system, and it would be, again, possible to reduce flows in the system. All these things are all changing. There's a potential to change. Of course, here in Northern Ireland, as I say, we're not putting in the smart meters, so it's not possible for you to say, I tell you what, I'll switch off all my machines between 4 and 7 and you'll pay me, because there's no way for the system to know whether you're doing that or not.
I'm laughing here at the idea of it being switched off in our house between 4 and 7. That's just when we get right at it. Hey, Jamie, thank you.